From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. The Democratic-controlled 111th session of Congress creaks towards the finish line with a lame-duck session that begins this week. Major issues to be tackled include tax policy and what to do about the Bush tax breaks due to expire at the end of the year. More personnel changes at the White House, top presidential adviser David Axelrod says he'll be peeling off to begin work on Barack Obama's re-election campaign. Axelrod spoke on Fox News Sunday.
Late winter, early spring, I'll be going back, coming back here to Chicago and beginning to work on that project.
The 55-year-old Axelrod is a longtime friend of President Obama and served as his chief strategist for the 2008 campaign. A day after her dramatic release from a 7-year period of house arrest in Myanmar, Aung San Suu Kyi rallied her supporters to press for democratic reforms. This report is filed by a BBC correspondent who cannot be named for security reasons.
Aung San Suu Kyi had to struggle through the throngs of jubilant supporters to reach the podium where she was due to speak. Thousands had gathered to hear her. They were probably expecting Aung San Suu Kyi to make clear what she planned to do now that she was free. In the event, she asked for help. "I can't do it alone," she said. "I'm ready to work with all democratic forces." An appeal, perhaps, to an opposition bitterly divided over the recent election here. Aung San Suu Kyi's words were measured and careful. She will know that the military leaders who rule this country will be scrutinizing her every move.
That report from the BBC. In Afghanistan, 2 bomb attacks have killed at least 3 civilians. And NATO says 3 service members were killed today in insurgent attacks in eastern Afghanistan. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports that there's also been a release of a kidnapped Afghan government official.
Several people died in the southern province of Kandahar near Spinboldak when a bomb strapped to the back of a motorcycle exploded, what has become a familiar tactic. The assailant targeted Afghan police but killed only civilian bystanders. Another bomb carried in a wheelbarrow in the eastern city of Jalalabad also killed and wounded civilians, including women and children. President Hamid Karzai's office announced that Abdul Khalik Farahi, who was Afghanistan's ambassador designate to Pakistan, has been released after 2 years as a captive of Islamist militants, who kidnapped him in Peshawar, Pakistan, in October of 2008. Authorities also reported that insurgents burned a convoy of NATO supply fuel tankers en route to Kabul. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai says he'd like to see the U.S. scale back the visibility and intensity of operations in his country. This is NPR News. Can militant Islam and, by extension, al-Qaeda ever be defeated? Larry Miller reports from London that the new head of Britain's armed forces says those goals are virtually impossible to achieve.
General Richards argues that defeating Islamic militancy is unnecessary and that it could be sufficiently contained to allow those in Britain and the West to lead secure lives. However, Richards, a former NATO commander in Afghanistan, told London Sunday Telegraph, "Militants will pose a threat to the West for at least 30 years, and that a clear-cut victory over militants is not achievable." He says the problems that fuel militant Islam are unlikely to be solved soon, and that education, prosperity, and democracy will ultimately turn people away from terrorism. On Afghanistan, General Richards says time is running out, and that the Afghan people are tiring of NATO's inability to deliver on its promises. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
On a desert road 80 miles east of San Diego, authorities say 5 people were killed and several others injured after a car tried to pass a group of motorcycles, leading another car to lose control and triggering a crash. 2 men and 2 women on motorcycles and 1 passenger in a car died. Authorities are looking for the driver of the car that caused the deadly chain of events. Freedom today for a retired British couple kidnapped more than a year ago while sailing their yacht in the Indian Ocean. Paul and Rachel Chandler say they're happy to be alive. There are conflicting reports about the size of the ransom that may have been paid. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.